Okay, let's learn a little Mishnah and Gemara on Sadi Zaymet Aleph. Hashoyel es haporo shol chatzi yoyim v'socha chatzi yoyim shol hayoyim v'soch l'mocher socher achas v'shol achas u'meisa Amashal oyim shula meisa b'yoyim shula meisa b'shoh shuhu meisa v'aloy oyim eni yedei achayim. Okay, so we have in Torah, we have three Shavuos. We have what's called Shavuos HaShomer, Shavuos Moedim HaMikzvos, and Shavuos Eid HaEchod. So the way the Pashup Shad in the Mishnah is, there is no Sofik. Shavuos HaShomer means that I'm give you, like we had last week, I give you a Chafetz, and I say you're Pesheya, and you say you weren't Pesheya, Shemachin, you say it was Nignava. So you have to swear what happened. But if we know what happened, then you don't have to swear. So this Mishnah is speaking about Kepashtus, that we know the behemoth died, Be'oinus. So no shaila how the behemoth died. The only shaila is, Hasher l'sapara, shola chatzi hayoim, v'socha chatzi hayoim. So shoyol, he's chayev an oinsim, and a soicher is potter an oinsim. So there's going to be three cases here, and the din v'dvarim between the toiveya and the nitva is when it died, or when the one that died, the toiveya says you were shoyel, and you chay b'oinsim, and the nitva says no, I was a soicher, and I'm potter from oinsim. So there's no shuas hashoimim here because no shayla what happened. It's a regular toin v'nitan, or was I a shoyel? Or was I a soicher? So there's no shua involved here at all. So the shoyel says, a shoyel is a para, shol achatzei yoyim, till 12 you're a shoyel, v'soch achatzei yoyim, and the second half of the day you're a soicher. The bala para says, you should know it died in the first half of the day. And he says, no, it died in the second half of the day. Second case is the same type of case in 2 days. Shol yoyim v'soch l'mocher. So the same thing. I say it was on Monday. It was died, and you're shoyel. And he says no. On Tuesday it died, and I was a soicher. Or the same thing is socher achas v'shol achas u'meisa hamashal oyim shula meisa b'yom shoy shula meisa b'shoshu shula meisa v'aloy oyim eni yodei achayim. Okay. So this is where the Gemara is going to come in. That if the Nitva would have said, I'm not chayiv, she's a koyfa hakol. Koyfa hakol is potter from a shvua, and he's potter from mominus, because I'm moitzi mechavel v'raya. Just, I have the money, and you say, I owe you the money. I say I'm a soicher, and you say, no, I was a shoyel, so I'm moitzi mechavel v'raya. I'm not chayiv a shvua either, because I'm not a moitzi mechavel. The Mishnah tells you that if I'm an ena yodea, a person don't know, maybe taka, maybe it happened at 11 o'clock. I wasn't there, maybe it happened at 1 o'clock, I don't know. So then it says it's chayiv, which the Gemara is going to ask, why should it be chayiv? There's no proof that it died in when you were a shoyel, just didn't know. So that's what Gemara says. We'll go to Gemara now. Shema mina, manal biyadcha, valoy emirin eini yodeya chayiv. So you see, manal biyadcha, v'omar eini yodeya chayiv, leima tihuv de Rav Nachman, de itmar. Manal biyad chvaloyim in idea, Rav Huna Rav Yehuda Ami Chayev, Rav Yechnam Rav Nachman Rav Yechnam Ami Potter. So Rashi says, Rav Huna Rav Yehuda Ami Chayev, Bari Vishema Bari Adif. The other man that holds Potter, Uki Mamoina Becheskes More, Veloy Tafkia Misofik. So these are very good words here, Rashi says, Moritical words. The man no holds your chayiv, he holds bari v'shem a bari of. So I say, I'm positive, I'm a bari. I'm positive that died when there was a shoyel. Now we're talking about, we're not talking about liars here. He's stating that I know when it happened. And he's saying, I don't know when it happened. So one man no holds your chayiv, and that's why you chayiv in the mission, because bari v'shem is bari odif. The other man no says, no. You don't say Bar Vishem Bar Yadav. Why? Uki Mamoina Becheskes More, Veloy Tafkia Misofik. I'm a Muchsuk on my money. The money's in my Muchsuk, and it's a Sofik if I owe you. So it's a safek ha'onyan until you bring edim or an ed echad. I'd have to make a shvuah just because you say I owe you. Mehechetes, you have to pay you. So bar v'shem and bar yadiv, and the other man omos ukim amoyne becheskes marei v'loy tafkiyah mesafek. Okay, so we're going to go into this shaila a little before we go into mitoshen yochli shavim mishalim. Let's throw out the shaila. Who would you hold like in svara? Rav Huna of Yehuda, because Bar Vishem Bar Yadif, or would you hold like Rav Nachman and Rav Yechanan, the Rukim Amayin, Becheskes Mari? Which Svara is the easier Svara? What? Rukim Amayin. Rukim Amayin, Becheskes Mari. Who are you? Who are you to get money out of me? First of all, you're Negev Bedov, and who are you getting money on me? Okay, so that's number one, Shaila. Mechatez is say Bar Vishem Bar Yadif. Number two, Shaila is, and this is really schwer. The Gemara in Bava Basra says that even if you hold Bari Vishem or Bari Adif, and the Gemara has a case that you have a Yerusha, and one brother knows that the other brother is not a brother, and the other one doesn't know. So the Gemara wants to say, and it says you can't lose his money. So Gemara says, you see, Bar Vishema is La Bar Yadif. So the Gemara says, no, that even though Bar Vishema Bar Yadif, but Bari Ayde Acher is L'chuli Alma La Bar Yadif. The Hainu. If you say, I owe money to you, Bar Vishema Bar Yadif. But if you say, I owe money to him, and there's no Bar Vishema Bar Yadif. If he says that I owe him money,
that's not called an aid.
In a case where he's not an aid, he's a karuv. We're talking about a karuv. We're talking about two brothers. So if you say Bar Vishem and Bar Yadif, I have to pay you. But if you say Bar Vishem that I owe him, I don't have to pay you. And that's Mamash Pum Faket Svara. If he says it should be less Nemon than if you say it, even though you're not an aid. And the Rashbam says Aval Ha'ach Toyin Bishvil Hasafik. So this is also needs a hesber. If anything, it should be the opposite. That when someone else says it, a stranger says it, should be more smart to say than when the. Okay, now third child I'm going to throw out here. This is a child from the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua says, and he has a very stark kasha. You learned Bar Metzias. We could speak about it. That there's a whole parak called Eilam Metzias, that if you lose something and I find it, you have to bring a simin that it's yours, otherwise I can't give it to you. So Bnei Yeshua has a kasha, let's think about this kasha. He says, if you hold Bari Vishem or Bari Adif, so every time I have an Aveda, I have no idea whose it is. And you say, it's yours. So I say, where's the simin? And you say, I don't have a simin, but I'm telling you, it's mine. Bar Vishem or Bar Yadif. So if you hold like of Nachman, if you hold like of Nahuna of Huda, the Bar Vishem or Bar Yadif, Pnei Yeshua asks, why do you ever have to have
race.
What?
Have a race.
What's the razor? If you lose something, it's a razor, it's not
was
yours.
No,
what's a razor?
There is no chazak.
What do you say?
He
Pashas is Ukum Amari
Mechaz Mari. But it's not Mechaz Mari, who? Mari Kamo? Or the guy who's holding it now just because he found it in the street?
The one who's holding is holding for the real Bailin.
He's
a Shema Veda, right? He's a Shema Veda. So he has a Mechazakoyas on it. What? Okay, so that's a question. Let's say Bar Vishem Bar Yadif is. So that's the kasha of Bnei Yeshua. You should say Bar Vishem Bar Yadif. Okay, so we have three valid questions. First of all, why should Bar Vishem Bar Yadif? It should be Ukim Moin Vecheskes Mare, V'loy Tefkiyah Mesafik. Number two, we have a din that Bar Yadei Acher. You don't say Bar Vishem Bar Yadav, and that's very problematic. Why not? And number three, we have Bar Vishem Bar Yadav, but doesn't help by Aveda for some reason, and that's a kasha of Yeshua. Why is Bar Vishem Bar Yadav help by Aveda? Okay, let me throw out a fourth kasha. Fourth kasha that Kadmoinim Avachreinim speak about it. Everyone here likes, you know, they pick the side of Potter, Ukiba Mayim Cheskes Mori, Vlayim Afkir Mesafik, right? We don't know if it's mine, Ukiba Mayim Cheskes Mori Mesafik. Let me ask you a question. You people are Erlich Yidden, right? And you have a Safik on your chicken. You're not going to eat it because Safik Derais Lechumra is not so much of a thing. You're going to be Machmir and you're not going to eat it. Anytime you have a Shail, you're going to give it. And we spoke about last week also, if you have a Safik Ribbis, you'll say Safik Isul Lechumra. And so why every time you have Ukim Amoin Rechaz Kumari to Eina Yedeya, the Frum guy should say, no, I don't want it. I don't want it because it's Safik Gezel. Every Ukim Amoin Rechaz Kumari, why should you allow to keep it? It's Safik Gezel, and I should, yeah, take it. The Medrash says that there was a shtad of tzaddikim, and they went to Din Torahs, each one wanted to give it to the other one. But you learn the whole Bava Metzia, there's no such thing that Ukim Amoin Rechaz. What do you mean? Ukim Amoin Rechaz Kesmare, it's a Safik, it's of the Lechum of Gezel, which the Kundus is fakes it, asks it, he brings the Kasha from the Ribasan. Mamish, the early Achrayim speak about this Kasha. Every Safik should be a Safik Gezel. Okay? Is that Shaila? Every Safik, how can people give Amoin Rechaz Kesmare? You're playing with fire.
Once you pass that in, there's no longer.
Okay, so this is what I'm going to say. The Yisoid HaDavar is, and this is the Yisoid HaDavar. The Yisoid HaDavar is that the Torah is an Isser Gezel, but who's the Gazlan is determined by Choshen Mishpat. A Gazlan is not in Klape Shmaya who owns the Chafetz. The Din Gezel is in Choshen Mishpat, Toyin Vinitin, who owns the Chayitz. So if the halacha is that Ukim Amoina Becheskes Mare, then there is no Gezel, even on the Tzad, that Elio knows that it's not my money, even on the Tzad, Elio knows it's not my money, but the Maisri, about the halacha is, Mominus is totally in Chazakus, and is totally in Toyin Vinitin. So once the halacha is that Ukim Amoin Becheskes Mare, it's Vaday not Gezel, it's not even a Safik Gezel. Because that's the Din Choshen Mishpat. The Din Gezel comes after you learn Choshen Mishpat. Memel in the Choshen Mishpat, you don't have to worry about Gezel. So Memel Ukim Amoin Becheskes Mare is, even though it might be not mine, but because in Choshen Mishpat it is mine, because that's halacha of Ukim Amoin Becheskes Mare, you go by some Moksuk, you know, Moksuk doesn't tell you anything. Moksuk is not a raya. I owe you money, I don't owe you money, it's in my pocket, doesn't mean I owe you and don't owe you money. Mari Kama, what you have on Daf Kuf, Mari Kama might be a raya. But Moksuk is not a raya. You have a Shaila, you had it with the bathhouse already, with the 12 months, you had that Shaila. So just because I have money in my pocket doesn't mean any raya it's mine. But the halacha is, Ukim Amoin Becheskes Mare, in Choshemish, but it's mine. Okay, so once the Choshemish is mine, so we mail it there in Gezel, it's not Gezel, Vaday not Gezel. And that's why you have the sugya, and you had the sugya in the first parak of Tuk for Klein Metzi Miyadai, Tuk for Klein Metzi Miyadai. If you all Tuk for Klein is Metzi Miyadai, and Mimela, Ukim Amoin Becheskes Mare, if I'm a Kaddish and Isha with this, she's Vadi Mekudeshes, she's not Safik Mekudeshes, she's Vadi Mekudeshes, because in moment it's in Choshen Mishpat's mind, so Mimela, there's no Gezel on that.
So tell me what the Rav Menei is when it happens with Mammon. So
when
you say
Chakish Shemayim,
you make a
tithe,
right? Last week, right?
It says
Chakish
Shemayim, yeah?
Why did you say that? You're saying that
it's Chakish Shemayim, but it's not Chakish Shemayim, but it's not Chakish Shemayim, but it's not Chakish Shemayim. It's not, no, that's a Ptur. But here, now, okay, so this is Dover Bor. Dover Bor is that Chayden and Chayshim Mishpat, if Ukim Mayim Ches Gemari, there's no Gezel anymore. There's no Gezel. Now let me just throw in something that for the Chazon Ish held. Well, the library, you should. This is negated. Not negated to you, but if you have the Chazon Ish held for Lulav and Esrig, if you have a Safik Ukim Amoin Cheskes Mare, he held you should not use that Lulav, because Gezel is totally in the Choshen Mishpat, but Lachem is totally in the truth. So he held that if you have a din Torah on a lulav and esrig, and you win the din Torah with a lulav and esrig, he says you cannot use that masafik, because even though you're not a goslin, you could use it, you could eat it, eat the esrig. But he says don't use the esrig for lachem, because it's safik if it's yours, and lachem, he has rayas that is totally in the shemayim, not in the chayshim mishpat. Okay? I got a few years ago, I had a din Torah, my mother had a house, and someone bought the house, and I thought he wasn't buying the mezuzahs. And I took off the mezuzahs because they were painting. Lemaisa, the guy wanted the mezuzahs. So who owns the mezuzahs? Me, him. So I said, let's go to Rabbi Forsheimer. So we went to Rabbi Forsheimer, Din Torah. So I won the Din Torah with a Moitzach HaLev HaRaya. I had the mezuzahs. I was holding mezuzahs, and he held the suffix if he sold it. So he says, as a Moitzach HaLev HaRaya, I'm allowed to give the mezuzahs. Now, you have to know, by mezuzah, you need lechem. I don't think you need lechem by mezuzah. But the same thing, if you have a din Torah on an esrog, so it's, again, gezel is telling the chayshim mishpat, but other dinim, which not gezel, that might be telling the truth, and you wouldn't say mitzvah of a raya. Okay, so that's where the man d'omah holds, ukevimayna ches gezmari holds, that the chayshim mishpat tells you, I can hold it, and shalom al Yisrael, I'm holding it. The second Yisoid is, and this is what the Mandom of Bori Rishem or Bori Odif holds, is that Choshen Mishpat is Toloi in Toyin V'nitan. That means if you go to a Din Torah, if you don't go to Din Torah, you have a Din with someone else, and he has a Taina, and you don't answer his Taina, so there's no Raya that he's telling the truth. But in Choshen Mishpat, you lose the Din Torah because you never answered the Taina. You have to answer the Taina. If you don't answer the Taina, so in Choshen Mishpat, you win, you lose. So Memela, Rav Huna holds, Bari Vishem is Bari Adif means, if you would have said, I don't owe you, so I answered your Taina and I'm a Mosek, is Ukim Amayna, Becheskes Marvei Misveiko. But if I said any idea, I didn't answer you. So we don't know you're telling the truth, but that gufa that I didn't answer you is gufa in Toyin V'nitin, I didn't answer you. So in Toyin V'nitin, I didn't answer you, so we mailed that gufa, loses the entire in the Choshen Mishpat. And we mail he holds, Bari V'shema is Bari Adif, means in the Toyin V'nitin, Bari V'shema is Bari Adif, so therefore, there's no Bari, there's Bari V'shema, Bari Adif. Therefore, which answers will answer the next question, if the Bari is Adei Acher, the Rashbam says, you don't say Bari V'shem or Bari Adif, he says, because La Bal Varm Didiat. Which means like this, if you come and say, I owe you $100, I don't know, so you're my Baldover. So you're Baldover, you have a Taina, I never answer your Taina. If you come along and say that I owe him money, I could say lav bal varm didiat. If you're not an aid, if you're an aid, you're an aid, but you're not an aid. So elamai yustam, a stranger on the side. So because I could say lav bal varm didiat, that's yisoid is that I don't have to answer your taina. If he's the baldover and he's saying I owe him, so in a baldover I have to answer the baldover. If I didn't answer the baldover, it's boy v'shem boy yodif. But if he's not tiny, he doesn't know himself, and you taina for him, and you're not an aid. So there's no taina that I should answer your taina because fakir. I'll say la bal varm di diat, and it's la bal varm di diat. So memela, there's no taina v'nitin, so you don't say boy v'shem boy yodif.
So if you answer back and say, I don't know, but I'm a mosek.
So that's the machloikis. That exactly is the machloikis amaroy. Rav Huna holds, you have to answer, and Rav Yochanan holds, no, because I'm a mosek, I don't have to answer. But the machloikis is in the taina v'nitin. Okay, now let's go to the next question. The next question was that by an Aveda, why do you say Bari V'shem or Bari Adif? Why do you need Simon and why do you say Bari V'shem or Bari Adif? So Bekiva Eger in the Tshuva says, and he says he was Mechavin to his brother, Rabunim. He has a brother, Rabunim, that he brings down a lot. I think his name was Simcha Bunim. So his name is Bunim. So he was Mechavin to his brother, Rabunim. He writes a letter to his brother and he says like this. He says, you come along, I have an Aveda. And you come along and say it's yours, and I don't know. So Bari V'shem Bari Adif. So Rav Akiva Eiger says that I'm not the Baldover. because the shaila is not between me and you. The shaila is between Anonymous and you, and I'm only holding it for Anonymous. So the Kiva Eger says, I'm not the Baldover, there's no Bar Hashem and Bar Yadav. And the way we're explaining it, that's what Rabbi Kiva Eger means. Rabbi Kiva Eger means that I don't have to answer you because I'm not the Baldover. Just like if you're not the Baldover and I don't have to answer you, if I'm not the Baldover, you can't make me lose the Toyin V'nitin because only the two Bali Dvorim have the Toyin V'nitin. And if I'm not the Baldover, Anonymous is the Baldover. So he says, over there, you don't say Bar Hashem and Bar Yadav.
Except the Mitzvah is just a placeholder for the real Baal.
Yeah, he's a placeholder in Shemirah, but in Toyin V'nitin, he has no Taina.
But he's responsible to answer that as well? Because he's the placeholder.
Yeah, but you can't say if he didn't answer, you should lose it.
That's what I lose it.
Can't lose it.
Why? Because he's Mosik at the time? He's not Mosik.
No, because the whole Yisoy, the Bar Vishema, is that if the Baal Dover didn't answer you, so you lose it. But I have no right to be the Baldover to lose it. Because I'm not the Baldover, because I'm my chayfetz.
So why
might
you have to give it away then?
So there he proves it's his. And the Torah says that's enough proof to get away Shmira. Okay, now let's go one further. Once we're on the same page here, so let me go one further. Everyone knows, I'm sure you had it 400 times, there's a din migui in Kala Torah Kula. Din migui. Okay, well, yeah, what was your last case of migui? Who was your last case of migui? You had migui all over, right? Yeah, Moira Mitzvahs. We're going to say Moira Mitzvahs. Moira asked Moira Mitzvahs, believe me 50, because if I was a liar, I would have been Kayf Alkohol. Keseda, believe me this, I can attain a Chazarity. So the Shach says, and this is what he holds, Halacha. Let me just read you a shach, and he says like this. He's speaking about someone wants to, one of the poskim want to pass with a rosh, and he listens to the rosh in the shach. Come up with dvarim li'onirli kashli batuva. Heim neged ha-svara, neged divei atzmai, neged ha-poskim, v'neged ha-shas. Neged ha-svara, neged divei atzmai, neged ha-poskim, v'neged ha-shas. So he goes like this. Negra svara, the ha'ashkechon, kamamigois, kamurois, yois mizeh. Now the person, the poysik said here that there's no migui because a person doesn't know, it'd be a lamdan gomer to make a migui, right? I could have won with this. So the shach writes like this. Hu negra svara, the ashkechon, kamamigois, kamurois, yois mizeh, shitzrichim limud, v'oime gadol, biyam hatalmud. Shoisha nemen is boys and migos. V'chol hashas v'hapoiskim milei zeh mikama mekaymus v'loy amin and shema eini yodas adin v'matzin l'pon b'shas. He says, how could you tell me im kein b'tal to roy v'kam kimat kol amigos shebishas upoiskim? How do you have a migui? Believe me, I'm a liar. Because every time it takes you 20 minutes to figure out what the migui was. And this guy, this Amoritz, is coming into the Bezdin. He said, okay, believe me, Achzarti, because I could tie in the Nasti. And the Dayan asked him, do you know what a Nasti means? He says, no, I don't know what a Nasti means. But you have a migui. How can I have a migui if you don't know what it is? So he says, but still we see in Kol HaTorah Kula, we have migui, even though you don't know the other tzad. Even though you don't know the other tzad. So what's talking up shot? Where's the migui? So you probably have heard these words from your yeshiva days, but I'm going to explain to you. If you understood it, you understood it. If you don't understand, I'm going to explain to you now. Rabbi Hanan says that every migui is a raya, you're telling the truth, but there's also what he calls a koyach hataina. Okay, you heard those words, right? Since bring them back from 11th grade. Koyach hataina. I'm going to explain to you what koyach hataina means. You heard the words? Yeah. Koyach hataina. I'm going to tell you what koyach hataina means. Koyach hataina means that in Choshen Mishpat, it's everything Toyin V'nitin. I have a taina, you have to answer me. Doesn't mean I'm telling you true. It doesn't mean I have a raya, but it's Toyin V'nitin. So if I come to Bezdin with a taina called of Nanasti, that I'll be Nemon, and I'm saying Hechzarti, even though I don't know anything about Nanasti, but I'm coming to Bezdin with an advantage point of a Koyach HaTaina. The Hainu, I have a Taina that I could win the Din Torah. Now, grad, I didn't say that Taina. I grad said a different Taina of Hechzarti. But that's what the Shach saying. But Migui, I don't have to be a Lamdin to know. I have that Taina. So I'm coming to Bezdin with that Koyach Taina. Once I'm coming to Bezdin with that Koyach Taina, so in the Tain V'nitzan, I already could win. If that Taina could win, if Chosha Misha would be Rayas, only Rayas proof. So that's what Shach's saying. There is no proof here. How can you say that I never knew that Taina? So believe me, I'm not a liar because I could have said a bigger lie. There's no Shaykhs. But the Yisrael Adover is that I have a Koyach Taina, and in the Koyach Taina means in the Toyin V'nitin, right away with my Taina A, I could have won. So my Taina B has that Koyach, and I come. No, so if I would have a Migur, Boy Rishon, Boy Adif, even though I didn't say whatever the case would be, that also I have the koyach of the Bori, and Bori alone is not a Raya, but Bori is a koyach hataina, and I get that koyach hataina in a Migui. That's the yisoid of Migui, and that's the yisoid of koyach hataina. Agav, we're holding a little b'shvuas. I'm not going to be yoytzim my shvuas shmuz with this, but I do want to say, Nefesh HaChayim in Shar Dalid, he wrote it what Lishma means, and he wrote it connected with the Hasidim were doing at that time, exactly what Lishma, Lutun Lishma. What they held the Torah Lishma means is Dibuk and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you have to think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they have to learn Torah, and he's very against that, and he says Lishma means that you have to learn, because the Eibishter is telling you you have to learn, but when you're learning, your focus has to be on the subject matter, and because Torah is the Dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thinking about that is thinking in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he's Mayrich, Shar Dalet Nefesh HaChaim. That's what Lishma means. Lishma means Lishem Torah, because. Now he brings a Raya. He says that when you're learning Bar Metzia and you're thinking about the Migui, you're thinking how a Ganav would think. He says, how could you say you're Dovak and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thinking how the Ganav, how the liar would have thought he could have tied to this, he could have tied to that. Where's the Lishma? So he says, no, because Migui is Torah, and Vibal Migui is Torah, and you're Dovak in the Migui. You're Dovak in the Migui, so you're Dovak in the Torah, and Mel, you're Dovak in the Torah. That's the Shema. You look at Shadal Perak Aleph. So he says, you see, the Lishma doesn't mean that you have to have Hecha Kavanas when you're learning. Of course, before you learn, I'm learning because the Abishur says I'm learning. But your focus has to be, and he says, your focus on Migui, where are you thinking about a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Terry's a jar thing, because Migui is Torah, because the Migui is Torah, and when Migui is Torah, so Torah is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Al-Kaponim, that's the Yisrael of Bar Hashem Bar Yadav, that's the Yisrael of Tain V'nitin, and so the Gemara brings a Raya that you see Bar Hashem Bar Yadav, because the guy said Shula Mesa, and the other person didn't know if it's Shula or Schura. So now the Gemara says the Bari wins, even though he has no Raya, with Bari Vishem Bari Yod. In fact, the Gemara, what does Rav Huna do? Rav Nachman and Rav Yochanan, they hold Potter. So the Gemara answers, Ked Amar Rav Nachman, Kigon Shiyesh Esek Shvur Vineyem, Hachinami Kigon Shiyesh Esek Shvur Vineyem. So before we get into the technical, Rashi says, Shinishchayv Lo Shvur B'tanosoy, V'hu Eina Yochol, D'ha Eina Yodeya Komar. Okay, so it was like this, and this is a sugya all over Shas. It's called Mitoshen Yochel Yishav Mishalim. So, Toyin V'nitin means, I say Bari Yom Yehundred, and you don't know, so there's Toyin V'nitin, Bari Shem V'yodav. No, absolutely no Raya either way. There's a din of Moida B'mixas. I say you owe me 100, and you say I owe you 50, and the other 50 I don't owe you. Torah says, in that case, you have to make a shvur d'oraisa on the other 50. And the reason you have to make a shvur d'oraisa on the 50 is because it's called, there's a drora de mamayna that probably, or maybe, or there is a big tzad that you owe me the money. By Rishava, there's no big tzad you owe me the money, mechtesi. But if I mon you 100 and you're more than 50 and you kai for the other 50, there's a drora, you know, when someone tines to you and you give an excuse, you give a half an excuse, you know it's not an excuse, right? You won the bacha, where were you? He says, yeah, I came late. Oh, you came late, maybe you didn't come at all. It's once you might have been mitzvahs, it's already suspect, maybe the whole thing is. So Mimela, I'm mighty with mikzah, I owe you 50. So Mimela, there's a tzad that you owe the other 50 also. And that's why the Torah was Machayev Shvua. The Torah was Machayev Shvua because there's a drora that you owe me 50. There's a tzad to say, if you kaifa hakol from Hechtesh, you owe more. I said, you say you owe me. I said, I don't owe you. And who can my money mecheskes mari? But if I'm mighty to you halfway, that's already a drora that I owe you something. And about that's a drora, I owe you something. So therefore, Mechayev Shvua might have made this. What happens if I mun you 100 and you say 50 I know and 50 I don't know? That's called Chamshi Yadayna v'Chamshi Lo Yadayna. So the Gemara says, and that's our sugya here, Mitoich She'ena Yochel Yishava Mishali, which means, let's just follow the logic. I'm under 100, you said 50. So there's a big tzad, you owe me the other 50. So the Torah says, you want to prove your tzad, swear. You say 80 a day. So if you can't prove your tzad with a shvua, you blind mechuyev. Mitoich she'en yoch lishavim mishalim. Because really there's a drora, you owe me the 100. Nor vos, the Torah says, you have it, the Torah gave you a schus to pat yourself with a shvua. But if there's a no any way you don't part yourself a shvua, even cause any idea, and any idea might be unhonest. You might not even know. We might not even know. But lemaisa, it's mitosh and yachol yishavim mishalim. So that's what Gemara says. So over here, it's talking about, and the Gemara's going to make the case that it's not talking about one para, and we're arguing was it a soicha or there were two paras, and on one para you were moida that you were shayel, and on the other para, you were in the idea. So that's not Bari Vishema Bari Adiv, that's a new sugya of Mitoy Shen Yachli Shavim Mishalim. Hachi Nami Ganeshik Shuli
Bineim. The default is that you have everything, now you have to prove
your
Yeah.
And now, because there's a drawer, in the Sprach of the Achronim is Hashbei or Shali. When you have a Shvua, and the pshat in the shvua is the same thing with an eidachot. Eidachot also, he says I owe you $100, and I say no, and you say I owe, and you're kosher eid. So I have to make a shvua as eidachot. The yisoid of shvua as eidachot is the same thing. That if there's two eidim, I'm guilty. But if there's one eid, I'm not guilty. But there's a big chashash that I owe because one eid is saying I owe him money. So on that we say that if I say any yodeya, we say mitosh any yochel yishavim mishalim, because once the proof is against me, oy hashbei or shalim, either pay or swear. So lemaisa you're honest, you don't know. It doesn't matter because once there's a drora, which is an eight echad is a drora, or a mitzvah mix is a drora. So oy hashbei or shalim. So it's once oy hashbei or shalim. So you say mitosh any yochel yishavim mishalim, and that's what Gemara says. That's the case. Damar rava manli biyatcha. And so you have to pay as long as you don't swear. So we have two sugyas. The first sugya, there was no drawer at all. It was only Bar Vishem and Bar Yodiv. The second sugya, and that's where it says that's the case, and where it says it's talking about two porous. Mishkachas lo reisha bebeis. The Hainu, there were two paras. And I say, Shula, and you says, yes, that one died in the first half of the day. But the second one, I don't know if it died in the first half. So I am might have a mixas. Once I'm might have a mixas, I have to make a shvua. Once it's any idea, it's mitosh any yachal yishav mishalim, oy hashbei or shalim. Now, Rashi speaks out here, which is, Rashi says it has to be that the first para is not here. Because if the first para is here, then, see Rashi?
The one he's
moid on. So Rashi says, Esek Shvud Masin, so Rashi based para is a sefer begimel, Rashi de Kaasi Ladina al Hayoim al Hashah, Loimutu para achas mikara beis, Umesu vizet toiveya al beis, Valoi moid aloi ba'achashu machu loi vloi domeha, Vihi hamidi yosoi lischayev shvua al hashnia. Listen, Lashon Rashi. The haidah is mechayev him to make a shvua on the shnia. Because once you're moida, so that makes the drora. if you owe something, maybe you own the whole thing. So the male has from chayiv insurance oil v'shchal shnia shetoy ne yedayim chayiv imloy umitoych shen yachol shav mishalim ulahachi naket meisut havayim the ibe de kai mechada v'kaamalo achada shaklo v'achada eini yedaya im mishas sheil im mishas shiris havle ahud amoy the halach v'ikaman domer halach poter mishvua. Now let's explain this. This is what to two paras. So I'm made in one para. Rashi says that the para died, and I'm saying I owe you 100 for the first para, and the second para I don't know. Rashi says, why do you have to make the para die? Nebuch. Just say, I'm giving you back one para. So here's one, and there's another one. Rashi says, that won't be enough. Why? Because that's halach. And halach is potter. Now, why would halach be potter? You're made of a mixus. So the Yisoid HaDavar is, which is the Gemara says before, is halach makes it into two different dinei toiras. The hainu, if the both animals died, so the din toira is on $200. I'm white 100, and the other 100 I don't know. So mele toish any yochel lishav misham. But if the behemah is alive, the Gemara says a svara that it's the second para is koifer hakol. Because if I give you the first para, so that's like this din Torah is over. And if this din Torah is over, the second din Torah, I'm only kaifa hakol. Because the only reason moedim and mixes is chayiv, because you look at it as one big din Torah. If you own, a guy munds you $50 halval, and then he munds you $50 for work he did for you. A lot of poiskim hol, a lot of rishayim hol, that's not a moedim and mixes. Because there's one din Torah on the halvah, and there's another din Torah on the schiris. Because so Mimele, you can't say, oh, if I owe you 50 for the halvah, may I probably owe you 50 for the schiris? One has no shaykh to the other. It's two different din Torah. It's only if the din Torah is on one tviya, and in that tviya, 50 I owe and 50 I don't owe, that's already a drawer to say mitoy sheni yachol lishav mishalem. So the manda omer holds halach potter, he holds that when you give the animal back, that din Torah is over. We're not din Torah on that. The animal's here. So what's the din Torah on the second animal? On the second animal, it's kaifa hakol.
What's the mechanic of making halach allow you to split it?
Just the halach was on the whole thing. The halach is one time.
He took two parts from the guy.
It's two separate transactions.
No, it's two
parts. So if the guy's playing Yayin and the Tantan, and you're only masking on one, is that what the mitzvah?
Yayin and Kankan, is the Kankan here or not?
The Kankan's here, and the wine's not.
So that's halach. That's what I'm saying, halach.
Because it's two separate transactions.
No, but because. It turns it off to Alad. We'll look at a Rashi. Bob and see it off to Alad. Rashi is Halach. Loi Hoitseisi, Hain Shulcha, Bechom Mokum Shehain. See the Rashi on about 5 lines from the bottom? 8 lines. Halach, Loi Hoitseisi, Hain Shulcha, Bechom Mokum Shehain. So Rashi says, and this is my place we showing him, Rashi's Halach is that because it's a pikadon, like in our case, and the pikadon is wherever it is, it's in rishus of the mashal, so it's ki'ilu, once a moida, it's ki'ilu was never din Torah on that, because l'mais, it was always in your rishus. So the site is that, do we look at it as one taina, and then if it's one taina, we say a drora, or do we say that it's this? In other words, either two tainas, like I said, halva or schios might make it not maybe mixes us. Or if I potter up, that means that animal that I'm giving you back, there was never shy on that because it was always in rishos and I was always moidas in rishos. So memelis keilu, you never had to taina it because it's there. And the male is clearly never at the time it's there, so male that makes it oysmaid mixes, and that's what the man the Omaha holds.
Right.
the cut is always the shas by the original mile.
So Rashi holds.
Why does that work by?
Oh, so Rashi shita is only halach by pikadon. And our case is pikadon.
Once shayla, once there is.
No, it's a bikadin. Shayla's a bikadin also. Shayla's a shaymer. It's bikadin. I'm allowed to use it, but it's bikadin. So once I give it back, it was all your
mishus. We can't say it's us.
So if I'm koifer, and that's why she says it's money, so money's not a halach, because I'm not saying it's in your rishus, I'm saying it died and I'm giving you money, so that's a mitzvah mixus. But if I give you the animal back, that's pikadon. Now other rishayim, other rishayim hold even by money, if I bring the cash into Bezdin, that's also a halach.
And
split the Torah. Now that's a different type of svara. What? In other words, what happens is that by paying up, I knocked off the tefillah on half, which needs a hezber, because the ma'aser.
You're now a plush mishpah, you're giving back a tiny. So once you give back a tiny, how can you split it? Or how can, because it originally started off as one tefillah, how do you split it?
Okay, next time around, we get Bama Chid Avdallah, we'll talk about it. remember the Shiloh? Okay, good. I guess everyone speaks about Kabbalah Sotar. What does it mean, Kabbalah Sotar? We're Mechuya Ba'ayman. What does it mean, Mekabel? So there's a guy in Rus, it says in Moshe Mizrach, the guy in Rus says that when Rus was by Boaz's feet in the barn over there, Hazal said he was Mashbih, he made a shua, he's not going to touch her. So the guy says that a suffix iser is worse than a body iser. Gemara says in Brachas that if you come from the derech and your wife's a suffix nida, that's a feral hazach. So the guy says, it sounds like this. If something's osir, black and white, I'm not touching it. But if something is a suffix, so it's always that head to yeah, it's not really osir, it's really kosher, it's this. That's the worst thing, suffix. That's why a suffix nida is more chomer than a, because this. So he says that's what a shvua does, and that's what they did. That Boaz had a suffix there. Maybe she's mutter to me, maybe she's not mutter to me, maybe this, maybe that. So Mel, he says, shvua, it's osir, not osir, it's osir because of shvua. It's osir because of shvua. And that's what a Kabbalah means, that a person, you know, he has shibudim, and it's hard to learn, it's hard to do, you have this, that. Kabbalah means that, okay, for these 2-3 hours, I'm a Kabbalah. It's just nothing's going to get in my way. I'm a Kabbalah. So if it's time, he's a worried commercial. He says that it was a person who had time to learn, and his wife, when he went out for 2-3 hours to learn, his wife took care of the store. So, and she used to call him back and forth. So one day he got the message and didn't go. Came back 3 hours later, he got like a hoot and started yelling at him, "What are you going to do?" The papers came. He said, "What would you have done if I had a heart attack?" "I had a heart attack." "You would have figured it out, right?" So he says, "Make believe I had a heart attack." He says, "That's what it means, other kiyams for oil. Make believe I had a heart attack." So maybe he had a heart attack, you would have figured it out. So these 3 days, I'm not around. These 3 hours. So that's what it means, Kabbalah Sotar. Kabbalah Sotar means that whenever a person has time, he has to knock everything out. There's a lot of entertainment. I have to pick up this phone call, I have to pick this phone call. Just get whatever you have to fear, just get it out. And that's what really Kabbalah Sotar is.
Good.